Welcome to the OA Light a Candle Meeting podcast. Visit our website at oalaig.org, where you'll find several speaker feeds with over 400 speaker files, forms for ordering CDs for these speakers, and a place to donate to keep this special service active. I would now like to introduce our speaker for tonight, Lauren. Hi, I'm Lauren, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, hello. Thank you very much for asking me to come tonight. I am going to tell you what it was like, what happened, and what it is like now. What I tend to find about myself is that I will start out by saying, my history is super boring, and then I'll spend 75% of the time talking about my super boring story, and then realize that I don't have much time for recovery. So I'm going to very consciously talk you'll get like just serious basics, which I think is really all you need. So I have been in program for, it will be 12 years this summer. I am a little over a year and a half abstinent right now, but I'm also maintaining a over 100-pound weight loss for 3.5 years. So that's a lot of information right there. That's kind of what it was like. So when I came in 12 years ago, I was a cigarette-smoking, pot-smoking, 100-pounder, who was still very delightful, as I am today, and responsible, and, you know, good job, good relationships, pretty much, but big problem with food. So I'm going to, I put my pictures, it's right under your binder. Sorry, I put it right there. Thank you so much. So those are my pictures that I'm going to send around. And, so that is what it was like. And then I came here. So I do want to talk about what my life is like today and what I do. And happy birthday to everybody. And congratulations to people. So I guess a few things I also want to start out by saying. I find that I tend to talk about the weight loss a lot. Like sometimes I will talk about the weight loss. And for me, what I also didn't mention about being a 100-pounder and maintaining my weight loss for a bunch of years is that this is the first time in my adult life that I've been in an adult at a healthy body weight. So for me, clearly diets didn't work very well. So I had to have the spiritual, emotional recovery before I could even get there. So all three with the physical are so tied in for me. And sometimes I'll end up talking about the weight. Sometimes I am just talking about the weight, but I'm really talking about all three things. The other thing I tend to notice about myself when I share is that I think I sound like I'm giving you all a talking to. And what is really going on is that I'm giving me a talking to. So I am given a talking to, but it's not to you. It's to me. I find that I'm saying things that I want myself to know and remember. So all my caveats for now. And so things I do want to talk about are, so maybe I can remember them. I want to talk about God. I want to talk about step work. I want to talk about how I'm different and how I'm the same. I want to talk about honesty. Okay. So I want to talk about how more than ever I realize that this is a program that I'm going to be in for forever. I really want to be. That is my intention right now. And not because I feel like I have to, but because I really want to. And I also realize right now that of all these things that I do, that other people, all these things that I do, I have to keep doing more and more to stay where I am right now. Like more towards the beginning, I could add things. I could add more prayer. I could add more meditation. Keep doing my step work. You know, make sure I'm writing every day. I didn't start committing my food until like 5 years ago, which is what helped me get down to a healthy body weight finally, along with going to 5 meetings a week and talking to my sponsor for 15 minutes every morning at 6:15, and yeah, things like that. So I added all these things, and as I continued to do them, they got me to where I am today, which is a great place. But to maintain where I am and to continue to have the life that I have now, which I want, I have what I want to a large extent. I want what I have, and I want to keep what I have, but I have to keep on doing more and more. So, and I'm happy to do that. So I think at this point, what that continues, you know what? So then I'll talk about step work, because I definitely find over the past 12 years that when I'm doing step work, my program is, quote, stronger. And so then what does that mean exactly? It means that I'm not as obsessed with food, because I can follow my food plan and I can be abstinent and I can be making calls and going to meetings and doing all the things that I'm supposed to be doing, but still be obsessed. But it is much more comfortable to not be obsessed. I prefer it. So I find that when I am doing step work, I am more at peace in my head, and I want that. And I'm not doing it as much right now. I'm very conscious of it. It's so interesting to know what works and not do it. I do that all the time. So I would like to keep doing things that I know work. And you know what? If they're not working anymore, then I'm free to figure out what is going to work, frankly. I'm much more, now this is under the heading of how I've changed and how I'm different. I'm much more likely now to just try things out and just say, well, why don't I try it and see if it works? Because in the past, I just wanted to do a whole lot of investigating and a whole lot of research and do it right the first time and just get her done. But that works for some things some of the time, but sometimes you have to try things. And you know, trying things with food is good and bad. I mean, part of the way that I got down to my healthy body weight / more spiritual and emotional recovery is by changing my food each week super, super slowly. In fact, I just did something this past week because I wanted to change my food a little bit. What I ended up doing was I took my protein down by 1/2 ounce and from 3 eggs to 2 eggs whenever I was having them. So that was like the only change I was going to make in a week. And it's not a huge change, but I can try to have the patience to see, well, how is it going to work? How does that work this week? Because also part of my program is weighing myself once a week and telling my sponsor and writing it down. And going back to that honesty thing that I talked about, I am so happy that in like the 5 years that I've been doing that, that's like practically the only thing I've been able to be honest about is telling her every week what it is. Because if it's up for a while, then there's only so many times I can be like, oh yeah, I had so much salt this week. It's just not going to work for forever. I'm going to have to get honest at some point. And honesty, and I've been sharing about this recently because it just happened. For me, I'm a terrible liar. If you ask me something, I have a terrible time lying most of the time, 95%, let's say. If I'm super prepared for it and want to do it, no problem. But most of the time I can do it. But lying by omission is my huge deal. I will not tell you something for forever. So like I said, I commit my food, and for, I don't even know how long it's been. It's a long time. I have been changing things or adding things and not telling my sponsor about it. And feeling like everything's okay because my weight's kind of okay. But I want to say it eats at my brain. It eats at my soul. It's so insidious. I feel like it really, when you're pretending to be an honest person and then there's this thing that you're not being honest about, it's like the slow burn of hurt. And my, I don't know what it is, my ego, I guess. I don't want to be seen as, I don't want to think of myself as a dishonest person, because in general, I'm not, but food, 100%, absolutely. And I can say now for myself that I think part of my recovery is that I don't feel like I'm a bad person because of it. I feel like it just is. I want to pretend that I... Meanwhile, if someone else, if that were somewhere else, I totally get it. Let's talk about how to move forward. I love you. You're amazing. You're human. Not me. I'm on this other weird standard where it is so shameful, so, so shameful to not be honest. But so that's part of my my recovery, which I guess is a humility, right? I'm neither better nor worse than anybody else. And as far as secrets go, like, that shouldn't really be so bad. But for me, like, I'm this terrible, terrible person. So... And all the while having this this amazing respect for my sponsees, who will tell me, like, who will text me right when it happens, or who will tell me the next day, and even with them doing it and me not doing it. So finally, like 2 weeks ago, I actually realized that I needed to say something to my sponsor. I did. She still likes me, which is awesome. And I like myself. It's cool. It gives me pause when I think now about making changes, where I think, here's your shot, kid. I mean, this is my life now. So I can continue to lie again and then tell her a week later or 2 years later if we're still working together or whatever. It's my choice, and I'm going to continue to work this. So what is my choice now? Do I choose to help myself? So there were two times, like this past 2 weeks, that I did, and I told her. And so, yay. I mean, I guess it's good. I mean, different is good. That's why I'm here. I'm here to do things differently. So that's program, like, continuing to work after 12 years of being here, and I'm grateful for that, because I don't feel like I have any other choices. If I want to be a healthy person and always, then it behooves me to continue to work and grow in this program. Yeah, that's part of my honesty pitch. Okay, so I just really quickly asked God what should I talk about now, and God was like, me. So I will talk about God really quick, or not really quick, but because I have spent, I've spent this whole time cultivating a relationship with with God, because it works. It works. That's why I do it. From the very beginning of my program, I was asked to come up with a description of a higher power and then believe in it, and I do. And I have all sorts of thoughts about what my higher power is. The higher power just now that I just asked is like this huge gladiator dude who I take as protection, you know, protects me. So he's great. He thinks I'm adorable and amusing. So I appreciate that about him a lot. And so here's another thing that I also learned from a sponsee, and that I remembered finally, because, okay, so I consider a relationship with God like a relationship with a person where if you want to have a relationship with a person, you have to talk to them and you have to listen to them. And that's how you have a relationship. So I need to pray to God, remember God is there, and talk to God and listen to God and listen. Yeah. So I realized lately when I've been asking God for help with things, I think I realized I've been considering God just like a helpful roommate like someone who's there all the time and who I can say, hey, can you help me out with this thing? But maybe not really believing that I'm going to get help, because one of my sponsees was talking and she was talking about the power of God. And I was like, what did you just say? And she was like, yeah, the power of God. And I was like, oh, yeah, God is powerful. If I'm going to turn my life over to the care of God, then I can expect some, like, oomph behind it. I don't know where or when or how or why I'm going to get it. And I try not to worry about it, because for me, if I ask, that's all I can do, really. I can ask. I can put it out there. As long as I've asked with sincerity, then all I can do is assume that something's going to happen. I'm going to have actions to take, but I'm not necessarily going to know maybe what they are or when things are going to happen when they do. But I just try and say, I've done my part. And then what do you want me to do now? What's my next action? No matter what it is. And I'll try to keep moving, because I know if I'm like obsessing about something that I'm worried about, or if I find myself like continually asking God, like, help me with this, help me with this, help me with this. Why aren't you helping me with this? And then I'm obsessed with that, and that does not help me. So I try to remember to keep it moving, kids. And sometimes I will try to be super, super present, and just really like. But yeah, like I'll spend a few minutes like I am feeling the ground beneath me. I feel whatever this is in my hand. And then I find that after about 7 seconds of that, my mind has moved on. So that is nice. The other way I think about my higher power is that my brain is an organic computer and it's keeping me alive. And I'm super grateful for it. But it's got lots of thoughts, and that's cool. You think all you want. Lots of your thoughts are cool. Some of them not so cool. And but my higher power is my soul is more like my higher power. My soul doesn't carry the same baggage as my brain. And I believe that it knows more about what's good for me than my brain does. So I will try to listen to my soul, which I consider a higher power over my brain. So those are a few ways that I look at my higher power other than the gladiator dude. So does God want anything else about him? And he's all, nah, that's cool. You did good. Okay, what else? Did I mention that I wanted to talk about? Oh, yeah. So I mentioned that I was a year and a half, a little over a year and a half abstinent right now. So to me, like, what are the times that, like, times, it's so interesting. I don't know why the times in my life that, ooh, maybe this would be a good thing for an Excel spreadsheet. The times in my life that you know, what's going on in my life? How many meetings do I feel like I'm going to? How much step work am I doing? How's my food plan doing? What are other things that are going on? To try and figure out, like, which things are... I'm staying abstinent through, and which things I'm having more of a challenge. So a year and a half ago, what I did was... I changed jobs in my company, but I had been at that job for, at that point, 17 years? Yeah, so I'd been at my job for 17 years. I just changed jobs in the company, and that's basically, I started eating whole bags of cashews with my dinner. that was not making me abstinent. So I started over. Another one where it wasn't until I really started seeing it on the scale that I was able to get honest about it. I was trying to get away get away with it for forever. What month? So. So finally, through the bravery, what I consider bravery, of a few other fellows who also had a lot of time and who had also started their time over, like at some sort of CHIP interview interval, because two of them had gotten CHIPs one morning at the meeting, and I knew them, and they had started over, and they stood up there and they said something to the effect of, I'm a liar, I'm a cheat, I do these things. And I sat there and thought, oh, I want to be as brave as these guys, and I'm not alone, and it's time. Usually it's like, it's not time until it's time with me. I can't force myself really to do them. It's like, I know in my heart, and I feel completely comfortable with it, which is what it was like 2 weeks ago when I ended up telling my sponsor. It was just like, oh yeah, of course I have to tell her. So, and I don't know how or when those times come, but I keep coming back and they keep happening. So, so yeah, the caches. And, so that was me, changing jobs, literally moving down the hallway, but clearly it was traumatic for me. But then, less than a year later, and this is amazing, I was offered a deal to leave with hundreds of other people. And so with enough money to figure out what I wanted to do, because I've been wanting to do something different for so many years, and I just couldn't get out of there. So this is definitely God doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. And so I left my company of 18 and a half years, and that was last May now. Spent the summer figuring who's Lauren, figuring out who I am, figured out some stuff, and I'm now working towards it. So I stayed abstinent through that, which is a miracle. So I don't know why. Maybe it's because the starting over had enough impact on me that I didn't want to start over again. But who knows? Like, I easily. I didn't have to stay abstinent, but I did. I don't know exactly why. I just saw this other thing. Maybe because moving to that other group was amazing. I wanted to move on, but this getting out of there and figuring out what I'm going to do is more authentic. So maybe that's a part of it. It was more of an authentic decision. So, all right, cool. Who needs spreadsheets? We'll just figure it out in front of you guys. That's all about that. And I'm going through the things that I had said I wanted to talk about and what I'm like, oh my God. And then this happened. So someone just said this to me, and this is under the category of what I was like and what I'm like now, being the same and being different. So there was someone that I just met recently who did not know me very well, who said, you are a very secure person, and you obviously have always been. And I'm like, oh my, I literally thought in that moment, this is like 3 days ago, I thought, that is like the most, other than the weight loss, the biggest confirmation of recovery, or that things can change, or that people can change. I mean, secure enough. No way, I'm totally insecure. And act insecure. But someone said that to me like 3 days ago. You're a secure person, and you obviously always have been. What are you talking about? You know, like, oh my God, you have no idea what you're talking about. But you know what, though? I'm going to assume that he does know what he's talking about. And I do seem secure. Bam. So I'm really, that's cool. I need to tell more people that know me about that. Oh my God, I'm going to tell some friends that tomorrow. They're going to laugh their butts off. Okay, so. I'm thinking. This is me thinking about what more I want to say about my program right now. I don't tell very good linear stories. Oh, yeah, I was thinking about, it was going to be like you're flipping through a book. You're not reading it from cover to cover, almost like it's a for today. And, like, you start reading the quote, and you're like, all right, that's an okay quote. And then you start reading the body of it, and you're like, I don't care, flip into another page. And then, like, you read part of the quote, and then maybe the whole thing of the page, and that's what this is like. You're just flipping through for today right now. And take what you can get, people. Take what you can get. I'm thinking things like, this is my life. I want to live it. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so grateful. I seriously want all of you guys to recover, and partially because I need your help. Like, I need to have people who are in recovery that I can talk to and who can help me out when I need it, and I'm happy to help you out when you need it. If anybody feels like there are things in their program that they want to be working on, go do it. Do it for me. If not, for yourself. Totally do it for yourself. I would love for us all to be learning and growing and living. That's the way I feel best. A fellow said to me once, I was talking to him about something I was doing, and he said, you really like learning about yourself. I think he was making fun of me, but it's totally true. I do love learning about myself, and when I'm learning about me, I'm learning about you guys too. So I think that's all I want to say, so thank you. Okay, so if there are any questions. Oh, yeah.
Can you talk a little bit more about how you view your higher power, like a warrior, and do you have other views of your higher power?
Yeah, sure. So do I have any other views of my higher power? I've got the warrior, and are there any other ways? I've got the warrior. It's so funny that you say warrior, because I don't think of him as a warrior, even though a gladiator is a warrior. I just think of him as a protector of me. I have never seen him go to battle at all. I swear to God, he's more like standing with his feet planted and his arms across his chest and like giving me a bunch of like thumbs up. If he agrees with something I'm saying, or giving me a look like, seriously, Lauren? That's what that guy does. That's interesting. I never thought about him being an actual warrior. Huh. So, and then there's the thing about the my higher power being my soul, as opposed to my brain. So I like to listen to my soul and consider that my higher power. A power greater than me. I was actually thinking about this too. I think when I was thinking about the concept of a power greater than, like, that God isn't just a power greater than me, because there's going to be a lot on that scale, but a powerful power. So that's what I'm trying to do right now, is remember how powerful God is.